A hearty welcome to each one of you this morning. It is good to dwell in God's house. Special welcome to those that are in vehicles as well, listening on the transmitters. May you feel the closeness of God as we look into His Word. I think we can say that we're all waiting on God. When you think of all the uncertainty, the deceitfulness, the misconceptions, and COVID that is going on in the world today, we're all waiting. And what are we waiting for? We're waiting for churches to totally open up so that we can worship together, get together with family and friends, and do things together. We're all waiting for a normal life to be back. And yet it seems like the world is temporarily closed. It's almost like sitting in a waiting room in a doctor's office, waiting for the next step to happen, obviously for the better one. But as we wait, it can be either good news or bad news. This morning I want to focus on Psalm chapter 13. Psalm that David wrote, Psalm chapter 13, starting at verse 1, says, "How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? And how long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Light my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. When I have trusted in thy mercy, my heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me." May God bless the reading of his word. Four times in those first two verses, King David, he asked the question, how long? How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? And how long will you look the other way? We live in a world today where it seems like the virus continues to spread, and along with that come restrictions, lockdowns, and border lockdowns. And we hear that millions of people have been infected in the world, and we ask the questions, is it here to stay? Will we develop a lasting immunity? Is this going to be an ongoing event? What will happen in 2021? Yet we as believers, even though we trust in Jesus Christ, we still ask, how long yet? When we read these words, how long, O Lord? It seems like a good prayer. Maybe you've prayed. You've asked the Lord, have you forgotten about me? Or do we need to look at ourselves and ask the question, have I or have you moved on away from the Lord? In this psalm, David, he appears to be tired. He appears to be exhausted, and he's waiting on God to act. And his cry has been echoed out, how long, O Lord? Will you forget me forever? Now, this psalm was probably written during David's difficult years when King Saul was pursuing him. But in this short psalm, David, he deals with three things. He deals with his feelings, he deals with his enemies, and he deals with his faith. My first point this morning is David's feelings. So what was it that David was struggling with on the inside? Now there may have been a few things. One thing may have been that God had promised David the throne of Israel. And yet that day of anointing and the access to the throne, it seemed further and further away. And the other thing was that Saul was doing evil things, and God wasn't judging him, and yet David was doing good things, and he felt abandoned by the Lord. And David was disturbed by what the enemy was doing. But he was more concerned about what the Lord was not doing. And David, he's asking along with the Lord, are these the same feelings that are going through our minds today with what is going on in the world? The province mandates masks, and the cases keep rising, and we ask ourselves, does the government not see that this is not helping? And we pray that God would open the eyes of the government and allow them to see the damage that is being done in the lives of people, their insanity, and the economy. And as we wait, most of the time we pray that God would deal with it, even though we say, all in your time according to your will. That is how most people are. When we are in trouble and we pray for help, none comes, we feel deserted. And David felt that God was ignoring him, that this separation was final and complete. He also felt that God was hiding his face from him instead of smiling upon him. Oh, to behold God's face by faith, see his glory, was always an encouragement to David. But now he felt again. David was feeling like he was left to himself, trying to create or trying to plan different ways to overcome the enemy, including wrestling with his thoughts, but nothing seemed to satisfy him. And when you think of the words trust and faith, it means not leaning on our own understanding or experience and skills and trying to plan or scheme our own schedules. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And he says, lean not on your own understanding. And in all your ways acknowledge him, and he is going to direct your paths. It's almost like when you see bad weather or storms coming through, the storm clouds in the sky, and it's hiding the sun, and yet the sun is still shining. It's a dangerous thing to give into our feelings, because our feelings are deceptive and undependable. In Genesis 42, verse 36, when Jacob heard the news about Simeon being left hostage in Egypt, he gave up and said that everything was against him, when actually God was causing everything to work for him. You and I must not deny our feelings and pretend everything is going good, because there's nothing wrong with asking, how long more? And yet at the same time, we must realize how deceptive our feelings are, and that God is greater than our hearts, and he can lift us above the emotional storms of life. David, he eventually learned to replace the question, how long, O Lord, with the affirmation, my time is in your hand. And we read that in Psalm 31, verse 15, my times are in your hand, deliver me from the hand of your enemies and from those who persecute me. And what David is saying is that His complete dependence is on the Lord, who is in complete control of his life for deliverance. And this lesson is for all of us as believers. The second point is David's enemies. He says, how long will my enemy be exalted over me? How long will my enemy triumph over me? You know, David's plea for the Lord was to fix his eyes upon him, because he felt that God had hidden his face and he wanted him to turn his face toward him again. You know, as I think about that, I think of Jesus Christ as he hung on that cross and he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Here David was overwhelmed with sorrow, which had filled his heart. David said, I have sorrow in my heart daily. And it seemed like he was constantly battling with sorrow, and it was like his spirits were being hunted down. The dark clouds were there, but the sun wasn't shining. David's enemies, they were insulting him, which added to his grief. We see Saul, his greatest enemy, and others under him, they exulted over him, they triumphed over him. And they pleased themselves with his grief and promised themselves a complete victory over David. And this is what he was crying out to God about, asking him, hear me, O God. Is that where some of us are at today? Or have been maybe the past months? Do we feel burdened down, not free, or that there are more cloudy days than sunny days? There's many people that get distressed when there's many days of clouds in a row, and they're waiting for sunshine. And then when the sun does come out, it lifts their spirits and they seem to be energized. But there's an advantage that we have as believers. We have a God that can help us overcome our struggles. 1 John 4:4, little children, you are from God and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Philippians 4:19, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Jesus Christ. When you think of King David, who was a man after God's own heart, he was anxious. He was worried. And he thought of the things that might happen. And he was carrying that anxiety, those burdens, which people often load themselves more than they need to. And when those afflictions last a long time, they try our patience and it wears us out. And we think, how long will this go? And at times it seems like hopelessness turns into despair, and those who have been without joy for a long time begin to lose hope because they don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. But isn't that how many of us are feeling? For many of us, we're thinking, how long will this COVID go on? And we ask and we pray like David did, Lord, tell me how long you will hide thy face and assure me that it will not be forever. But that you will return at length in mercy to me, then I shall be able to bear my present troubles. We all feel at times that we're waiting on God. We ask, how long, O Lord, as we wait for these circumstances to change? And sometimes it's not our circumstances that need to change, but our response to our circumstances. As David says, how long must I struggle with anguish in my soul, with sorrow in my heart? Every day. We may be asking, how long will my enemy have the upper hand? Though David has enemies, we don't want him around. But his enemies are also appear to be enemies of the soul, anguish and sorrow. And he's weary and impatient for life to work for him instead of against him. And his negative thinking is beginning to rule his life. His imagination and impatience have begun to eat away at his hope. 2 Corinthians 4, 8-11, Paul says, we're pressed on every side by troubles, but we're not crushed. We get knocked down, but we're not destroyed. And as time gets closer to the end, we will live in danger of death because we're serving a living Lord. So that the life of Jesus will be evident in our dying bodies. That is why you and I are to never give up. Even though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed. As it is, let's not focus on the troubles or the issues we can see now. Rather, let's fix our focus on things we cannot see. For the things we see now, they're going to be gone. But the things that we cannot see, they're going to last forever. Verse 3, David says, turn and answer me, O Lord, my God. Restore the sparkle to my eyes, or I will sleep the sleep of death. But David has lost the spiritual motivation that he needed to continue on. Unless the Lord restores that strength, then David believes that he will die. Without God's answers, to him it seems like there's no purpose. Heard the name Elohim said or sung, and the word simply translated as God speaks of God's strength and power to accomplish all that he intends. And this is the God whom David had a relationship with. Maybe we need to ask ourselves the same question. Do we have a relationship with our Heavenly? Without this connection with God, David believes that he's going to die and he simply doesn't want to wait around and die. And he's not only after a sparkle in the eye, but for insight as to why God has not yet intervened. 4 times he asks, how long? And he also wants a spark of strength. Psalm 18, verse 28, it says, you light a lamp for me, O Lord. My God lights up my darkness. When you look at David, at least he's honest. He's venting on the things that are on his heart. And by the end of this psalm, David still doesn't have God's intervention, but he knows that God has heard his prayer. And that changes everything. Because God has not forgotten the name. Joshua 1:9 says, this is my command, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Even though he was waiting on God, he knew that these troubles, they would soon pass away. David, he says, don't let my enemies gloat, saying, we have defeated him. Don't let them rejoice over my downfall. He says, but I trust in your unfailing love. I will rejoice because you have rescued me. David's faith had triumphed over the enemies of his anguish and sorrow. And he is full of the anticipation that God, in his unfailing love, is going to rescue him. As much as David was concerned about his own needs, he was concerned even more with the glory of God. And after all, God had chosen David and had commanded Samuel to anoint him as king. And if David failed, God's name would be ridiculed. The word moved in verse 4 means to waver, to be agitated. If David began to waver, the faithful people of the land, they would think that David, or that God was unable to fulfill his own promises. That brings me to my third point. Key word in verse 5 is, but I have trusted in your mercy. For David and for each one of us, it's a transition from fear to faith. And from questioning to claiming the promises of God. David says, my heart shall rejoice and I will sing to the Lord. What a change in those last few verses. In the beginning of this psalm, we have David, he's trembling, he's ready to sink into sorrow and despair. But as we get to the end, he's rejoicing in God. And we can see the power of faith, the power of prayer, and how good it is to draw near to God if we bring our cares and griefs to the throne of grace and leave them there. God's mercy is a support of his faith. David is saying that my situation is bad enough. I think it's terrible. Till I consider the infinite goodness of God. David realizes that he has to put his whole trust in God. For that is the only way he's going to receive it. In other situations that David has gone through, being in distress, he learned to trust in the mercy of God, and he found that God had never failed him. Even in the depth of this distress, when God hid his face from him, and when there were fears on the inside, he trusted God, which was the anchor in the storm. So as we look at our hearts for a moment, feel the uneasiness or the anxiousness, where are we turning to? Do we keep looking to the news day by day, hoping this will all change soon? Or do we turn to God and pray and ask Him to change these times for us? When we leave things in God's hands and fully trust in Him, you and I are going to receive contentment. And that's what David did. He trusted in His mercy, and then he rejoiced. And even though David thought that God had hid His face from him, we see here that he had completely trusted in God. It may have seemed that the enemy was rejoicing, but it was David who was now rejoicing in his Lord Jesus Christ. God's mercy and steadfast love was all that David needed or would never fail. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Relying on the Lord's Lord leads to rejoicing in the Lord and His salvation. We see in verse 6 where he focuses on the goodness of God and His generosity in dealing with His people in grace. The NIV says that the Lord has been good to me. David's circumstances have not changed, but the Lord has changed him, and that occurred when David stopped looking at his feelings, at his enemies, and by faith started looking to the Lord. Faith in itself brings hope and triumph to any situation. And as believers in Jesus Christ, we shouldn't be living in hopelessness, even in the midst of frustrations or sorrow and anger. Something much deeper sustains us, or you could say that keeps us going, and that is the unfailing love of God. Psalm 90, verse 14, O satisfy us early with your mercy or your unfailing love, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Finally, David says, I will sing to the Lord, because He's good to me. But the Lord is near to each one of us. And He walks beside us as we go through life. Be it a virus, be it a death of a loved one, loneliness, sickness, or whatever it may be. Remember, Jesus Christ hasn't forgotten. Lamentations 3:22-23 says, through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come before you this morning, I want to thank you for the encouragement in your word. Father, we thank you that you've laid out a path for us to trust in you, to hope in you. Lord, we know that we can overcome trials and situations that we go through in life. Father, we can also see how David was frustrated, how he was in anguish and in sorrow. At the end, he turned to you. Father, we pray that each one of us wouldn't turn away from you. Because we know where that strength comes from. Father, we pray for each one here this morning. Maybe our focus is on what is going on around in the world. But Lord, let us turn our focus to you. Father, we pray that you would strengthen us each day. Father, we pray for the Weep family, Lord. We pray that you would come alongside. You would uplift. You would uplift. Father, we thank you for your word, the encouragement that it has for each one of us. Father, we pray all these things.
He's got the whole world in His hands. 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 He's got the wind and the rain in His hands. He's got the wind and the rain in His hands. He's got the wind and the rain in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the tiny little baby in his hands. He's got the tiny little baby in his hands. He's got the tiny little baby in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got you and me, sister, in his hands. He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
This morning, I want to thank you to the church for continuing to pray for the leadership. There's a prayer request that we asked from the church to pray for our leadership as we contemplate how our church can function and thrive according to God's word amidst all these restrictions that are being mandated. Pray that the Lord would give us wisdom and clarity. My prayer this morning is that we be encouraged by the Word of God. And let Deuteronomy 31, verse 6, dwell in your hearts as you take courage from our Almighty God, where He says, be strong and of good courage. Do not fear, do not be afraid. For the Lord your God, He is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Let us bow for the benediction. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Thanks again for coming. You may depart. The peace of the Lord.